getting closer and closer to Good Friday 2017. I'm going to speak to Brian Rowan. Is there a possibility of another election? Do we want another election is the question this morning. Is it too soon? Is it necessary? Sinn Féin are suggesting that it is on the horizon. It's no surprise the talks are continuing at Stormont, but there's little sign of progress. The parties only have really days left to reach an agreement. Yesterday, Geoffrey Donaldson told me here on the programme the DUP are ready to go into government. Sinn Féin are saying they too want a deal, but what's going wrong? Let me speak to Brian Rowan. Brian, good morning.
Hiya, Frank. Good morning.
Brian, are we serious about another election?
Well, I think Sinn Féin are serious about another election if we get to Friday and there's no agreement. And I think you could almost sense defeat in the different comments yesterday, ranging from no progress to going through the motions, with elections being introduced more and more into the conversation. I was there, I listened to Michelle O'Neill speaking yesterday, Colm Eastwood, Nigel Dodds and Arling Foster, Robin Swan, and I have to say, Frank, that when you knitted all of that together, there was certainly no sense that the parties and the governments are close, are getting closer to an agreement of any description.
Is there a possibility the plug could be pulled before Friday?
Well, I think someone's got to make a judgment. You know, how long can these talks continue as they've continued with people telling us that while there might be some more structure to the process, that there's not any actual progress? So I think at some point, someone's going to have to say, are we going to get to the line or over the line this week? Is the talking going to need more time? That's a call, I suppose, for the governments to make, Frank. But certainly, do they want to run to Friday to a Good Friday disagreement? I'm not sure that's such a good idea.
It would reflect poorly in I suppose, in the eyes of the world media, wouldn't it?
Well, the Good Friday agreement is held up to conflict zones across the world as the political agreement that consolidates your peace. And here we have the threads unravelling, if you like, from that agreement. This talking now that is in its, I think it's now its sixth week, fifth week, Frank. But I think that the penny that maybe hasn't dropped is that the election in March changed everything. It changed the numbers, not just within the Assembly with the unionist majority going, but it also changed the arithmetic and the numbers within this negotiation. And I think it's been very clear that the type of talks process that we've had before that has produced an agreement of a bit of this for you and a bit of that for me, that sort of negotiation this time wasn't going to work. So I think unless there is clarity and certainty and implementation around a number of those issues that this process has been bogged down in for a decade or so, then we aren't going to get an agreement, whether it's an agreement in 2 weeks or 2 months or 2 years. It is very clear that Sinn Féin are not going to go back to the Republican community with what they would term a bad deal. And I know, for instance, that, and Arling Foster said this yesterday, that in a meeting with Sinn Féin yesterday afternoon, the DUP raised some questions about whether or not Sinn Féin want an agreement in this phase of talking at Stormont.
Do you think there will be an election?
Well, James Brokenshire said just a matter of weeks ago that he sensed little appetite for another election. And Frank, whatever the option, whether it's an election or whether it's a phase of direct rule, it's not going to change the issues. Elections change numbers; they change the numbers of seats at the assembly, but they don't change these issues. And unless you can get that certainty that I talked about on issues such as the Irish Language Act, and not just Gerry Adams demanding a self-standing Irish Language Act, the SDLP making it very clear that that is also its position within these talks. Unless you can get clarity on issues such as the Irish Language Act, clarity on what a legacy process is going to look like, certainty about what a partnership government will be. Will it be a partnership or will it be one party trying to run the show? I think all of those things need to be discussed and sorted out. And I've said to you, Frank, a number of times in recent weeks that trying to do all of that, whether it's in 3 weeks or 5 weeks or 6 weeks, is not enough time. That this time they need to get an agreement that's going to stick and that is not going to place us in another phase or another period of crisis in a few months' time.
Just presuming that we can't get a resolution, and Sinn Féin are calling for an election, and there's the option of direct rule, and Sinn Féin are saying under no circumstances will there be direct rule. As far as the legalities of the formula is concerned, who's going to get their way?
Well, James Brokenshire makes those calls, so he's got to decide whether there's going to be another election. There is the sense that there should be, that that's what's meant to happen. But I go back to the point I made to you a moment ago, Frank. Will an election change anything in terms of the big issues?
Whether it changes anything is one thing. If Sinn Féin are saying they're not going to accept direct rule, the only other option seems to be the election.
Of course, but as I say, neither of those options seems to be a good option in terms of lifting politics out of the mud in which it is stuck.
But does the Secretary of State have to offer the option of an election before imposing direct rule?
Well, I think in the sequence that is what should happen. Whether it is what happens, Frank, I can't read inside James Brokenshire's head. So we wait till we get to Friday, or maybe before Friday, to the point when there is some call on this phase of talking, and then we see what the next steps deliver. But certainly looking at it over the last period of weeks, Frank, and being there, you know, nearly every day, talking to people nearly every day, listening to those various news conferences, I get no sense that we're any closer to an agreement than we were when this phase of talking began.
Brian, you'll keep us right up to date, and thanks for talking to us this morning. Thank you. Thank
You're
you. Barney Rowan there with his eye on everything that's happening at Stormont, even though you get the impression that very, very little is happening.